item is paper I, which is the employer compliance with the administration's capacity.
Yep. So this is an extract from the summary monthly returns.
Yes.
Of data from our employers up to the end of September. I've noted at the bottom the payment deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
So the regulations say it's the 19th of the month following month end that we must have received the funds.
Yeah.
Unless you're paying electronically, when it is by the 22nd. So I've changed the parameters in the spreadsheet. And what you've got here are the number of people who have returned late against the statutory deadlines.
Okay.
So Bernardo's were the 24th of October, as opposed to the 22nd of October. Carisbrook, yeah. Castle Museum, that was, oh, we had fun with that one. They swore blind that they sent April's payments through, but they hadn't, and they received it on the 13th of September. So that's, but every month since April has been received before the end of the month, rather than the 19th of the following month.
Yeah.
Southern Housing was the 25th of June, which I think we reported last time.
Yes.
Wootton Bridge, pay by cheque.
They're the only repeat offender.
And that's because they have been paying the cheque to us to be received on the 19th, rather than cleared by the 19th. So that's, we've raised that with them, and
they're clearing up.
And Strictly, the Isle of Wight schools, one occurrence of being one day late. But the fact that it's one day late is irrelevant. They are late, not in compliance. So we've not had, apart from Wootton Bridge, who we have been in contact with, we haven't had any repeat offenders in terms of that. We are currently reporting on statutory deadlines because that is what we are measured against. What we did try to do in the admin strategy was make it earlier.
Okay.
And once we've got compliance with our statutory requirements, we will enforce again, I think, the administration strategy.
Part of taking out iConnect to employers.
To encourage members,
yeah.
to encourage the funds, because basically if you've deducted as an employer contributions from your staff on the 31st of the month,
yeah.
why are you sitting on it till the 19th to pay it to us?
Yeah.
Why aren't you giving it to us on the 1st or the 31st or the 25th, which is when you run your payroll or whatever? So we're trying to encourage workflow to be smoother.
Yeah.
But at the moment, we're kicking up a stink about non-compliance with statutory deadlines. And actually, we're not in a bad place. And I think if we'd have looked at this, if we'd have tracked this a couple of years ago, it would be far worse than this. And in terms of the returns, there's actually, again, linking to the statutory deadlines. There's only that one return that was received a day late. But again, you know, we do need to prosecute the earlier return of data, but we'll get that through the iConnect facility.
Yeah. And so then I think our final paper.